Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, we'll have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. And welcome to today, Tuesday afternoon. It's a beautiful sunny day in September in Seattle, and we're experiencing an ongoing sunny dry spell, which as lovely as it is and as appreciative of it as I am, you'll notice me being a little bit raspy and clearing my throat. And I think it's kind of triggered some allergies that don't usually show up for me in September. So you'll have to excuse me if I'm clearing my throat a lot. That's what's going on for me. So I wanted to remind you that during the month of September, I'm doing a series called I Love My Job. And the reason that I'm doing this is because of my own career change. 5 or 6 years ago, well, more than 6 years ago, I had my wake-up call, but I actually made the transition into a new career of counseling and coaching from software development 5 years ago. And part of my passion and part of what I feel my ideal career is in helping others discover what their ideal career is and how to have a wonderful work life. So during the month of September, my guests are going to be either people who have made these career transitions themselves, and they'll share their stories to help to inspire you to know that you can do that if that's what you're called to do. And I'll also have on experts who know about how to be happier in your job. And that's my expert today is Dr. Doris Helge, and we'll be introducing Doris in just a few minutes. In the meantime, I wanted to tell you that later in the show, I'm also going to be telling you about some free resources that are available that can help you decide if you're in the right career and if not, to start you down the road of figuring out what career really would be a better fit for you. I also wanted to let you know that later in the show, we're going to have a couple of giveaways. Doris is going to give away a free laser coaching session, and I'm also going to give away a free laser coaching session. And throughout the show, if you want to call in with questions for Doris or myself about career issues, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And also, you can enter questions in the instant feedback box on transformationtalkradio.com homepage if you want to ask a question. So let's move into the show. Here are a couple of questions that you might ask yourself. As you awake each morning, do you dread the thought of dragging yourself out of bed and going to a job that you just can't stand? Are you feeling a vague sense of dissatisfaction with your career, but you can't put your finger on what's wrong? Well, I've got a great guest for you if those things sound familiar to you. Today, I have Dr. Doris Helge. She's the author of Joy on the Job, over 365 ways to create the joy and fulfillment you deserve. And she's here to help you out of that place of dread and satisfaction with tips and tools on how to be happier at work right now. Hi, Doris.
Hello. It is going to be so much fun.
Okay, I think we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. I can't hear the guest. So while I'm waiting for Brian to fix that for us, then I will continue on and talk with you a little bit about Joy on the Job, which is Dr. Doris's book. Brian has let me know that he is going to try and get Doris back. I'm not quite sure what happened there. But as I said, Doris's book is called Joy on the Job, Over 365 Ways to Create the Joy and Fulfillment You Deserve. And it's really a fabulous book. I've not read it in detail through every section, but I've read certain sections. I love to open a book to a certain spot and know that whatever spot I open it to is what's going to speak to me. And when I opened it for the first time, what happened was I came to this section that's called To Fail or Not to Fail. And there is a great poem there that goes, there once was a very cautious man. He never laughed or cried. He never cared. He never dared. He never dreamed or tried. And one day he passed away. His insurance was denied. For since he never really lived, they claimed he never died. And this really spoke to me because I think so many of us have this fear of failure and it prevents us from pursuing what we know is really our dream. Now, I'm understanding that we have Doris back on the line with us. Doris, can you hear me?
I am here. I was here before and you couldn't hear
okay.
me. So, you know,
I don't know if Doris can hear me. I cannot hear Doris, Brian. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So let me just go forward with this idea of the fear of failure and how this keeps us from really living the life right. that we came here to live. That was what we were meant to live. And the thing to remember about failure, and this is something that a discussion I have with my clients frequently, because we all have this fear. But what happens is that failure is a black and white way of looking at the world. It means that when I try something, if I don't succeed, then I failed. And my belief is that it's not binary. It's not black and white. It is about learning. So to me, there's never a failure. The opportunity is always that I learned something. And the example that I use a lot, and I know other people use a lot too, is of Thomas Edison, who I am not sure how many times he attempted to create the light bulb, but I think it verged on 100 before he was actually successful. And can we imagine what it would be like if he had stopped after the first time, or after the fifth time? Or what if he had never tried at all because he didn't know that he could be successful? So that's something that it's good to keep in mind, that if we don't try, we can't succeed. If we don't try, we may not fail, but we also will not succeed. So that was one of the topics that I entered that called to me when I opened this book. And I have to tell you that it's really very personal for me, because in my life I have had a huge fear of failure. And there are plenty of things I haven't done that I would like to have done, but I've reached a place in my life where I'm more able to step out. And frankly, doing this radio show is one of those things for me, because if I, quote unquote, fail at this, look at how many people are going to see that failure. But if I don't do it, am I going to regret it? All right. So I think maybe we have Doris on the line, and I hope that the third time is the charm. So Doris, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you very well. Can you hear me?
You know, it's very, very faint, but I'm going to turn up my headset here and hopefully I can hear you better. Talk just a little bit louder for me.
Okay, I'm talking very loudly. I've got my volume set at full blast.
So I'm going to have to listen very carefully because it is very hard for me to hear. So what I'd like you to do for our listeners is to just take a few minutes and tell a little bit about your background and just a little bit about who you are so that the listeners have a feel for you.
Oh, okay. I've got a very diverse background. I kind of wandered around trying to figure out what my life purpose was through several careers and eventually found it. And it's just the most fun I've ever had. And I love helping people find theirs because I think that each one of us has something so very special for this world, something that no one else can deliver. And that means that those of you who are listening on the call, the sooner you get in touch with what's unique and special about me, you'll be able to sell it, and you'll find that the world is hungry for what you've got. They're hungry for your authenticity. They're hungry for your unique point of view, your skills, for everything that's totally you. As you know, most of our DNA is pretty similar to someone else's, but there's some little something in all of our DNA that makes every single one of us very, very distinct, unique, and special. So that's your selling point. And when you get in touch with that, your life purpose pulls you forward, and there is nothing, nothing that can stop you because you're operating from your heart. The Heart Math Institute has done a lot of studies on this, really, really fun work to read, and very validating about how your heart makes much better decisions, as do your intuition, than any intellectual decision about what will be the most fun and enjoyable and meaningful and productive work for you. And I could go on for hours. Let's make sure you can hear.
So Doris, I'm sorry. I really am not being able to hear much at all, but I think you stopped talking. This is really confusing and difficult. However, we're getting ready to go to a break. And so hopefully Brian will be able to fix my connection. It's obviously something wrong with me not being able to hear what's going on. So we're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk to Doris about her book, Joy on the Job, and give you some tips about how you can do better at being happy at your job. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll spend time with Dr. Doris hearing about happiness at work. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Thank you. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transform your life.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. And we're experiencing a few technical difficulties today. So I am now continuing the show on my cell phone. So hopefully the quality is fine and you can understand my voice. And we're trying to get Dr. Doris back on the phone as well.
She should be back. Doris, are you there?
I am. I was going out to turn off the cell phone in the yard.
Okay.
Yeah, I had put the cell phone in the yard.
We will struggle with these technical difficulties today, and we will carry on. So, Dr. Doris Helge is here talking with us about her book, Joy on the Job. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Doris. So, Doris, could you give us your contact info for our listeners?
Sure. It's Doris at coachingbydoris.com. Really simple.
Great, thank you. And so let's talk a little bit about the book. And let's see. So what I wanted to ask you about it, and I didn't get to hear your intro, so I apologize if you spoke to some of this. But what led you to write the book, Joy on the Job?
My own journey involved a lot of dissatisfaction in the world of work, and it really came down to I wasn't following my heart. And sure, there were some things that I needed to work on in terms of how I presented myself to other people and how I delivered myself in the world of workplace and so forth. But primarily, it was I wasn't following my heart. And once I started doing that, everything opened up. I made a lot more money. I had a lot more fun. My health improved. I mean, the benefits of joy on the job are just incredible. You can't buy happiness.
No.
Happiness seems to buy a lot of other things. Happiness seems to buy more.
Well, and you know, the point about you can't buy happiness, I think about my own career change. And, you know, in my previous career, I made a whole lot more money than I make now. And I am the happiest now than I ever have been. So that totally resonates for me that you can't buy happiness. It isn't about how much money we make. And what I like to tell my career coaching clients when they get worried about the money piece is that, well, not so much when they get worried, but when they want to maintain their lifestyle, is that my belief is that we spend a lot of money on things trying to make ourselves happy, whereas if we were happy to begin with, we wouldn't need those things.
Right, and the other piece is so many of those things almost come to us spontaneously when we're doing what we really want to do. It's like the universe just stumbles all over itself trying to bring us what we want when we're being authentically ourselves.
And that is so true. I know that I've experienced that.
Yeah, I've seen that over and over again, not just in my own life, but with clients. It's like when you forget about trying and struggling, and you simply are led by your heart, it's amazing what happens. So
yes.
The key is, how do you get led by your heart? And that's...
So, that's a good question. And what's your answer?
Well, my answer is, first you have to believe what I'm saying. And you can authenticate this if you're an intellectual type person. The Heart Math Study Institute has done tremendous amount of research on... Hearts make better decisions than intellects, and intuition makes better decisions than intellect. So if you want a scientific basis for what I'm saying, which I totally understand, then it's there. And then secondly, it's about being still and quiet and going with your inner knowing, which you cannot do until you get in touch with it. And the way to get in touch with it is a little bit different for everyone. For me, it's a lot of going into nature, which is one way of meditating. And also in sleep, I program my sleep, so I make sure I get answers during the night, keep a pad and pencil by my bed, and I ask what my most pressing question is. And I'm very careful how I ask the question. I really encourage people to learn the techniques of empowering questions, because our typical way that we've been trained by looking at other people who aren't necessarily good role models is to wander around asking, why can't things be better? Why are they so bad? Why am I so lost? Why am I so stuck? And it's all those why questions that keep us stuck. If we really flip that around to, I wonder how, and then whatever you want, it's amazing what happens. Yeah, and it works every time. I see it with clients every day. So to begin with, I encourage them to make it a very systematic process, just so they get in the habit. And as you know, because you've done a lot of counseling over the years, 28 days makes a new habit, or less
right.
for some people, depending
right.
on their particular habit, how stuck we are, and how rigidly we're really attached to that specific way of doing things. But then you find yourself in your daily life, anytime you're inclined to ask a why me, why now, why this question, which is a very victim-based question,
right?
You immediately shift into, I wonder how I can.
Yes, yes. And that's so empowering, because it is, just the form of that question means that you believe that it's possible, and you're just asking the how.
Exactly, and you don't even have to believe it's possible, by the way, which is another reason I don't believe in affirmations the way they're traditionally uh-huh. proposed, because most people's subconscious mind will fight affirmations. And all of you who are listening to this are very bright people, and you're too bright to believe something that you know really isn't true. So
right.
if you switch what's an affirmation into an empowering question, that's when the miracles start happening. You're not trying to fool, manipulate, or control yourself. You're instead not even having to believe it. I wonder how it can. I wonder how I can.
I love that. That is really a great way to shift that. And I'm going to take that away and use that myself. I like that a lot.
I'm glad. Yeah.
So let's talk specifically about some of the ways that people can increase their happiness at work. Because I know that you were involved in this National Happiness at Work study. So what were the most surprising ways you discovered that people can increase happiness at work?
A lot of it is the small things. Some of it is the very big, following your heart, knowing your life purpose, making sure you're aligned with that and everything seems to fall in place for you. Sometimes that means staying with your current job has been driving you nuts and things seem to change overnight because you've changed inside of yourself. But then there are a lot of the really small things, too. In Inc. magazine, this issue, there's a nice article, if anyone wants to look it up online, and it's called The One Thing That All Employees Want. Some of you on this line are entrepreneurs and self-employed. Some of you are employees. It's about respect. And respect cannot come from leadership personnel to you. Respect comes from inside. So whatever way you can develop your own respect, that will be mirrored back to you by everyone else within the organization. If you are a leadership person listening to this call, I applaud you because you obviously care about your employees or you wouldn't be listening to something about happiness at work. And you're well aware that happy employees aren't late. Unless there's some compelling
right.
reason, they show up consistently, they do great work, you're a servant leader, which is the best possible leader to be, and your mission is always, I wonder how I can make sure my employees have the resources that they need. So as far as what we found in 10 years of poring over studies and interviewing people at 21 organizations at all levels and so forth, it was a tremendous, tremendously huge study. And what we found was it's twofold. You have to stop believing what society tells you and find your own way of happiness at work because there honestly is no recipe. If, however, there are some common ingredients. The ingredients are meaning and purpose and doing things your way. It doesn't mean you don't get things done their way. It means that you decide, for example, am I an introvert or am I an extrovert? Because if I'm an extrovert, there are certain things that will work for me, and if I'm an introvert, there are certain things that not only won't work for me, but there are other things that definitely will. Am I shy? It's about becoming the world's leading expert on you. And when you become the world's leading expert on you, you're so clear what you need. Happiness at work is so acutely related to knowing what you need and having the courage to ask for it. And also having the skills to know how to ask in a very effective way. Because there are certain things that work in organizations or when you're self-employed with your vendors and your clients and so forth. There are certain ways to communicate people that make it crystal clear that everything I'm asking for will not only meet my needs, it'll be great for everyone concerned. So there are lots of techniques that we could spend hours on. And it's very empowering to that, too, because you know people are hearing you. You see results because they're following through. So within the request itself, you build in commitment, follow through, and accountability.
And do you go into some of these techniques in your book, Joy on the Job?
I do, yes. There is one major chapter on meeting your needs, and then meeting your needs flows through many other chapters.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So we're getting ready to go to a break again now, and I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Dr. Doris Helge and I will be sharing more tips and tools for bringing joy to your job every day. We'll also be giving away a free laser coaching session with Dr. Doris, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and I have Dr. Doris Helge here talking about how you can be happier at work every day. Before we continue the conversation about joy on the job, let's give away a free 30-minute laser coaching session with Doris. So, Doris, why don't you share a little bit about why someone might want to do a laser coaching session with you and how you work with clients?
I work with clients very individually. And the laser coaching session I would send you ahead of time would have to do with the response that you would ask to a couple of questions that had to do with how aware you are of your life purpose and of the major issue that you want to cover. And then depending on your response, I would send you a handout, and you would fill that out so we could take full advantage of the session time. My work is really experiential. I'm very intuitive, and so ahead of time, I would tune in to what I thought was going on, and then when we got on the phone, we could just fly. And I really do mean that, because there's something special that happens. And I credit it to something much bigger than either one of us. There's a special connection when we get together, but there's also a force that's supporting both of us when we're on the phone that we don't have to fully understand. I just know it's to our greater good. So we take full advantage of that, too, and it's a lot of fun. So I encourage you to sign up for it.
Well, that sounds like a really great thing for anybody who has any type of issue. So right now, the first caller at 1-800-930-2819 will receive the free 30-minute laser coaching session with Dr. Doris. And when you call in, if you're the first caller, give Brian your name and email address and phone number, and then Doris will get in touch with you to schedule that laser coaching session. So let's go back to talking a little bit about joy on the job, not just the book, but the concepts around being able to create a happy environment at work, even if it's not your ideal. So I'm wondering what tips you might have for someone who isn't really getting their needs met when they're working. What would you suggest to them?
The first is to build the confidence and the courage to ask for what you want. If it's absolutely not going to happen where you are, then you might want to consider leaving. You might want to consider developing a transition plan so that when you're comfortable leaving, you have the finances to back you. You know you have the skill set that you need in the workplace. You've got the contacts, networks, or if you want to start producing a product and selling a service and so forth, you're ready to go on that score. But there are hundreds and hundreds of ways that you can build a support system where you are. You can learn to manage your boss. I love teaching people to manage their boss because we have a mindset from how we've been programmed that the boss manages us and whatever the boss says goes. But once you start really understanding how to get a glimpse of what your boss needs and wants and how to ethically and maintaining your authentic self, make sure his or her needs are met, and you get to do what you want to do too, you're usually all this dissatisfaction in the workplace starts changing because there's so many ways to manage your boss. So, again, it's kind of a holistic approach. You know, you can build the solid support system that you need. Some of my clients first do that because they just need to make sure there's some allies. You know, who's going to support me, even if it's just on a coffee break, or maybe it's in a team meeting. You know, I'm talking mm-hmm. corporate stuff right now because the self-employed people don't put themselves in that position. But it's a combination of building that support system, beginning with you as your primary supporter, after you boost your confidence, your courage, and your belief system, because so much of life is programmed totally by our belief system. What we think is possible, what we don't think is possible makes so much difference.
Right.
I guarantee
right,
you absolutely. What you see is what you believe.
Very, very true. I've heard that saying before, when I believe it, I'll see it, as opposed to when I see it, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have some examples of ways your clients have learned to shield themselves from negative situations and difficult people at work?
Yes. First of all, they really clear who supports them and who doesn't. And they know who it's safe that they can reveal themselves and who not to. They know how much of themselves to reveal. And they look at what their belief systems are and what they're creating, because a lot of people simply get up in the morning and assume that it's going to be a hell of a day at work and that this person's going to do that and this person's going to do that. May or may not be true. So it's a matter of looking at your belief systems, finding out what's real, whatever that is, because most of life isn't really real and verifiable, but what
right.
we're self-creating. And then it's a matter of, okay, how can I realistically deal with people who sincerely are toxic? Because there are some people who are toxic. So
yes.
we look at, for example, just here's one quick example of what I help people with, the Aikido technique. I don't know how many of you on this call understand the Aikido technique, but it's brilliant. It's a martial art technique where, let's say, there's a bully at work, and
mm-hmm.
what you find out when you really start studying bullies at work is they feel very incompetent, and they typically lash out at the people that they fear are the most competent and the most threatening to them. So
right.
the Aikido technique is you get out of the way. In the martial arts system, you literally see that when you get out of the way, the person who's charging toward you falls or finds another target.
Okay. Yeah. So if we think about it from a physical perspective, if someone's charging you and you step out of the way, you're protected and they will fall potentially, right? And so we're looking at that metaphorically.
You betcha. We're looking at it both ways, honestly, because there is a time to go to HR, for example, if you're a corporate person, or if you're working in a small business, to simply talk to your boss and see if they're honestly comprehending and to understand. I wonder if the boss thinks this is to their advantage for this person to be doing X, Y, or Z. So either way, you're looking again at, okay, what are my true support systems? What are the support systems that should be there for me? And maybe they're not. How can I work with them? And then when you look at any kind of, quote, difficult people situation, the most fun way to approach this is what can I learn from it? Because difficult people are our greatest teachers. And we're all difficult to someone. You know, if you're really, really together and competent, for example, you're a difficult person for a bully. That's a pretty dramatic
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, which is why they tend to, quote, pick on you. But you have lots of techniques that you can learn to keep that from being the case. But the bottom line is, it's like, step back, have fun with it, get this bigger picture scenario of not only how they could be a teacher for you and how you may or may not have co-created the situation and how you have total power about how you respond to the situation. That's where you're the most powerful person on earth in your reality, because you get to pick what your attitude is, you get to pick what actions you take, and you get to really look at your belief system. Because if you stop and look at things, belief systems create feelings and emotions, create actions and behaviors. It's just this domino effect. And to break one little teeny, teeny piece in this link makes the whole thing fall apart.
You know, I think that that's so true. A little bit later in the show, I'm going to be sharing my tip for the week, which is related to this. But the little bit I will say about it is that when we take our own power back, meaning we choose how we react or respond, we choose what we tell ourselves is the truth about a situation rather than just falling into our automatic responses with it. I have had a number of clients who have made those shifts and changed their thinking, and it's really changed their experience at work. They've gone from feeling like a victim, or they've gone from feeling like, they hate their job, to actually going, oh, you know, this is okay. I can change how I feel about it by changing what I think about it.
Yeah, I've had clients who come in and they're just determined to leave their position, and when they found insights that empowered them, they decided, I love this job. It was just me. And then I've had clients who said, no, this is not for me. And that's the whole thing of personal empowerment. They go either, I like this, I'm going to modify the situation where it really meets my needs, or I don't like it, it's not me, I don't fit here, I'm out of here. Or all the ramifications in between that. And that's why it's just this incredibly fun journey. Self-discovery. Again, become the world's leading expert on you and on your situation, how you want to shape it. Because believe me and believe Laura, you can shape it. We both work with people every day who are shaping their realities, and they're having fun doing it.
Right, right. And, you know, Doris, I love that, you know, every few seconds, not seconds, but every few sentences, you know, you talk about having fun. And really, if we go into any situation with that being our goal, then we're going to do better. We're going to feel better.
Yeah, yeah. I once walked away from a job that people thought, you are crazy. This is the cushiest position, and I literally could have ridden it for decades. And I was making a lot of money, but I was really bored. And it was the best decision I ever made because I wanted to have fun. And at first when I left, I wasn't making so much money, and then over time it built and it built. But I was so happy I made that decision because life to me is all about learning, growing, and having fun in the process.
And on that note, we're going to take another break. But before we take this break, can you give your contact info one more time for our listeners, Doris?
Sure. Doris at coachingbydoris.com.
And this is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. So stay with us, and when we come back, I'll share with you some of the fun and exciting things that are going on at Blue Hair and Wisdom.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Dr. Doris Helge about her book, Joy on the Job, and discussing ways that we can be happier on the job every day. So, Doris, I want to thank you so much for being here on the show and sharing your perspective about joy on the job. And would you please share for listeners again how they can contact you and if you have some free resources you'd like to share?
Sure. Doris at coachingbydoris.com, and there's one R in Doris. And as far as free resources, I've actually got quite a few. You can get a free e-course on happiness at work, and you can download some free e-books at www.freejoyebooks.com. That's www.freejoyebooks.com. And that includes the e-books like Change and Challenge, How to Thrive in a Wobbly World, as well as How to Get the Respect That You Deserve Now. And I've got a lot of videos that I think you'll enjoy. They're very empowering videos. That's at www.coachingbydoris.com/videos. And you can also get free chapters from the book at www.joyonthejobbook.com. And I'll probably stop there. We have a lot of free things that you'll discover when you go to the website.
Great, and thank you again for being here and sharing all this great information as well as the free resources with people. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the work you do. It's so important.
Thanks, Doris, and I will speak with you soon.
Sounds great. Take care.
Thank you. So now we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at Blue Heron Wisdom. But before I do that, I'd like to give away a free 30-minute coaching session with me to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And I do all of my sessions by phone or Skype, so whatever location you're eligible for this session. And like Doris, I work with clients on a variety of issues, such as ideal career discovery, figuring out what it is you're meant to do with your life. But I also work with people on things like managing anxiety, improving relationships, or just bringing forward more of who you really are and evolving into a better version of yourself. So regardless of your issue, I'd love to work with you on making authentic changes in your life. So if you're interested in a free 30-minute coaching session, call right now at 800-930-2819. So if you're unhappy in your job or career and you want some help figuring out how to get unstuck and become inspired, I have a couple of free resources for you. The first one is the video of a talk that I did for the National Association of Women MBAs called Discover Your Personal Brand of Success. And it talks about figuring out what success means to you and then how to apply that so that you can be happier in your work life. And in order to watch that video, if you go to my host page on Transformation Talk Radio at www.transformationtalkradio.com, look for Laura Longley, go to my host page, and scroll down to the bottom. I have a section for resources, and you'll find a link to the video there. The other free resource that I want to tell you about is Free Webinar Wednesday. So every Wednesday I do a free webinar. This week the topic is on getting unstuck. So if you know that your life is not what you want it to be and you don't know what to do about it, you're unhappy, maybe even miserable, but you feel stuck, then this week's free webinar will share with you some ways that you can get unstuck and start moving forward. And sometimes we don't even know what step to take, and we'll talk a little bit about how to move forward. That's too many hows in that sentence. And again, so you can sign up for free webinar Wednesday by going to my host page on transformationtalkradio.com and going to the resources section, or by going to my website, www.blueheronwisdom.com, and going to the events page. My free webinar Wednesday sign-up is also there on the events page. So I would love to see some of you on the webinar tomorrow. And the webinars are on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So I want to move on to the tip of the week. And this I alluded to a little bit earlier in the show around attitude, but it's not just about attitude. When you're feeling unhappy at work, there's an exercise that I use with my coaching clients that frequently leads to them having an improved work environment. And the way that you do the exercise is you start by writing down the top five things that bother you at work. And just limit yourself to five, because I know that for some of us, it would be easy to give an entirely long list because we're really unhappy at work. But start with the top five. And then for each thing on the list, write down one thing that you can do about the situation and a date by which you're going to take that action. And the power in this is, as Dr. Doris talked about, we end up feeling like a victim if we think there's nothing that we can do. And when we present situations frequently, it appears that there is nothing that we can do. So I challenge you to look for a change that you can make. And sometimes the change is as simple as changing what you tell yourself about that situation. But it can be changing a reaction you have to someone, changing the way in which you do your work that fits better for you, and hold yourself accountable to the date that you set for doing that action and see what happens. By virtue of us doing something different, even if it's just thinking something different, we do change the situation. Things are not the same if we do something different. So see what happens, and then based on the result you get, maybe try doing another action or something different, and see what kind of result you get at that point. So I've had clients use this, and really, by far, what happens is that they come back and say it really changed their attitude, and by having a better attitude at work, they were happier at work, even though external circumstances had not changed. So give that a try and see what happens. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that by going to my website, which is www.blueheronwisdom.com. All my contact info is there. You can email me, laura@blueheronwisdom.com. And there's also an opportunity to sign up for my semi-monthly newsletter where you find out everything that's going on at Blue Heron Wisdom. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Doris Helge, for such helpful tips and tools for being happier at work. We spend so much time at work, it's so important to be happy there. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. I had a great time. I hope you did too. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with acupuncturist and alchemist Alicia Weinberg about how she discovered her ideal career and moved out of an administrative job in corporate America to create her own unique and inspiring practice. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Transformation Talk Radio.